Good morning. Let us recap from last week what we discussed about this inyan of macha, of protesting and stopping the nachri, the guy from doing malacha for a Jew. And then Be'ezer Hashem continued today in that discussion about the particular case that we were talking about. So first of all, we learned already that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha. Amir l'nachri is shvus. It's in a siddur rabbanon as the conclusion of most poskim that we saw. I said to tell him to do malacha. Then we saw last week, in addition to telling him to do malacha, that's aser, even if the guy does a malacha on his own, and that was from the Mishnah in Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Nachri Shehid Lekes Haner, Ve'im Bishvi Yisrael Aser. If he lights it for the Jew, it is aser to be Nehne. It's aser to benefit, it's aser to use the Ner that he lit, it's aser to benefit from the malacha that a guy did. The Taisis and the Rajba, we pointed out, they say the reason is because if you are allowed to use the malacha that he did, if you're allowed to benefit from that malacha, the Chacham were afraid, then you may go and tell him to do it next time. Rashi said a different lashon. Rashi said, "Kadesh alei nehneh mimalechas Shabbos." Seems like it's two different reasons. We wanted to be tailored that in the Machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, between Reish Nun Beis and Reish Ayin Vav last week. That was last week's discussion. In addition, we mentioned that from the Mishnah Berurah, many places, it comes really from Magen Avraham B'Shem Rishayim, that besides for the Isser being Nana, there's also a Chiv Macha. It means there's an obligation for the Israel to say, don't do this. A guy's about to turn on a light, he's about to heat up the house, and this is the case in the Paiskim, you have to tell him, no, you can't do this. He's doing Malacha for me, you have to tell him not to do it. We saw that there's even, sometimes you have to stop the shivcha and the bias and the malach even from herself, because it looks like she's my shliach. Look, she's doing it for me, even when she's doing it for herself. But certainly when he's doing it for me, if the guy's doing it for me, then it's going to be,
it's totally on his own volition, without any.
Correct. There's no tzivoy, I'm not paying him, I never asked him
no
to do it.
There's no nothing.
Yeah, correct. And afal pikein, there's a chiyuv to be meicha. Chiyuv to be meicha.
What is the whole concept of hired help for kiddushin simply is one shabbat?
Well, there's a lot of things that they could do that are mutter, that I still don't have to do the work, so it's the place to hire them. But in terms of, yes, like when the fire goes out under the chalent, or somebody switched off the light, is there any hetter over there? We have to see if that's going to be mutter. So the case that we started with last week, well, let's just finish the summary from the halachas that we did last week. We said, in addition, even if a guy, well, that's if I was mitzavim, if I told him to put on the light and he did, the Chacham then said there's a knas on the Jew, and he's going to have to leave that room or leave the house that this guy did the malacha in. But if he did it on his own, I never told him to do it, then I'm not obligated to leave the house. But if I see him doing it, I have to tell him to stop. So here there's really a question then, and how can really I ever be meramez to a guy to do any malacha? Even if I do it in the right way to do a remez, I say, yo, you know, it's dark in here, I'm not commanding him to do it, I'm not telling him directly, I'm telling him derech sibur, as we see the heter of a remez is, I'm hinting him, oh, it's very dark in here, I can't read. That's the way of doing a remez derech sibur. But yet, as soon as he gets it, he says, oh, I see, I'll go turn on the light for you. I have to say, oh, no, don't do that. So what's the point? Right? How could I ever be meramez to him? So we had a question like this. What happens if you're sitting, you have hired help, and you're sitting in your Shabbos meal, and one of the lights go out? I still have some lights on, but the other lights go out. Is there any way to be meramez to the guy to have him turn on those extra lights? What should be the basis of the heter? So here we have to see the Tosfos in Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph.
How
Kuf Chav Beis, yeah. So the Mishnah says again, Nachri Shehidlik Es Haner, a guy that lights a ner for himself, Mishtamish La'Oiro Yisrael. Then a Jew is allowed to use that light that the guy did it for himself. Practical case, if someone does have a guy around in his house, whether it's an attendant, a nurse, or a hired help, and he or she goes herself into a particular room that the light was not on, and turns on the light for him or her herself, in order to read, in order to find something, at that point, the Jew is also allowed to be nana. That's the concept the Gemara says, ner la'echod, ner l'meya. As a matter of fact, that's one of the eitzes that you have, that if you need, let's say, a light turned on, and you can do it in a way that the guy doesn't realize that you need it, it would be mutter to be nana based on this. This happened to me years ago. I had it was either Shabbos or Yom Tov, and I had an issue with taking out the food from my oven. So I went next door, and I got a non-Jew to come over and explain that they need something taken out of my oven. We'll explain what the heter of that is, but she was a little bit spooked out, and she said, if you don't mind, I'm going to wash my hands first. So we showed her where the bathroom is, and it happens to be that the bathroom light had been turned off. So she walked into the bathroom, turned the lights out, washed her hands. And we said, if you don't mind, just you don't have to turn the light on. So she did it for herself, she turned the light on for herself. At that point, the Yisrael is allowed to benefit from it. She did it for herself. It's Nachri Shindlik, Sanachri, Mishtamish La'oiroi Yisrael. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, in the Reish HaYivav, he says, he remembers as a child, that's what they used to do if ever they needed extra wine, and they had to go down to the basement, to the cellar, where they kept the wine, and it was dark over there. They didn't have any lights. They didn't light candles over there because it wasn't a place that they used normally. So they would call some guy off the street who at least was walking somewhat in a straight line, and they would say, would you like some more schnapps? He says, sure thing. He says, come, it's in the basement. And so he said, well, I can't see. So they said, okay, here, you can take this little lamp here, to take an air. And the guy would go down for himself. Once he's down there, so then they would get whatever wine was necessary for themselves, ner la'echod, ner l'meya. As the guy is doing it for himself, so that would only work with that particular guy one time, because then he would realize what you're doing. But hopefully he can get another shikur out there that do the seitzah. So that's the first thing in the Mishnah. However, vim bishvil Yisrael, but if he does it for the Jew, then it's aser. If he does it for the Jew, it's aser. Tosfos points out over here, Divya Maschel Vimishvi Yisrael is aser. We started this Tosfos last week. Nira da aser l'chol Yisrael. Since this is a malacha d'iraisa, it's aser not only the person that he did it, for every Jew it's aser to benefit from this malacha d'iraisa. When you get to Tosfos' question, I don't want to go quickly through this first part of Tosfos, and we'll get to his kasha. The davka b'chutz l'tchum the rabbanon. When it's the rabbanon, he brings something outside of the tchum. I'm called ma'arvin ve'in sodin that habavish for Yisrael zem, but do this shalacher. We'll be motive for some other yid. I will be Yisrael day raisa kiyach like over here loy. If a Jew cooks something on Shabbos b'shegig yoichal, you're allowed to eat it according to one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda. We're not worried that if we allow the Yid to eat from a food that was cooked b'sheyig on Shabbos, that he may come to do it himself. Why? Because the ik is skila v'chamir alel. We're not worried about a Jew if we allow him to benefit from this malacha. He may next Shabbos do it himself. If we permit the Yid to benefit from the malacha of the guy, mentioned before, this is Tosfos' concern, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah in Reish HaYivav brings as the reason, because you may go tell the guy to do it. Now Tosfos is a kasha. Tosfos' kasha is as follows. On Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amen Aleph, okay, one daf before, the Mishnah says, Nachri Shabo Lechabos, a Nachri sees that my house is on fire, he sees a part of the Jew's house is on fire. Ein oimrim loy kabei. You may not tell him, could you put out the fire, extinguish the fire? Baval techabei. You don't have to tell him, don't put out the fire. In other words, you don't have to protest if he's putting out the fire. Nezhen shvi sase alein. You don't have to make sure that the guy does not do Melacha Shabbos. However, you're not allowed to tell him explicitly, yes, go do it. In other words, you can't, we're talking about a case where it doesn't endanger any lives.
Can you say if you put it out, you won't lose?
Very good, very good. It's another case, good you pointed out, Reb Chaim. The Mishnah, the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Ami b'dleika hitira loymar kola mechabe ne masit. By a fire, in the case of a fire, the Chacham actually said, you're allowed to announce, whoever puts out this fire won't lose out. Meaning to indicate that I'll give you a nice gift after Shabbos. You're allowed to even do that. The Gemara wants to bring a raya for the Mishnah. It's no raya, but la halacha, that's what we pass, and as Tosfos points out over there. So Frey Tosfos the following kasha. Now Kufra Bezim and Aleph. When a nachri comes to put out a fire, you don't have to protest. What's Taisus kasha? Taisus is asking that if over there you have to be meicha, if over there by the case where a guy comes to put out the fire, you don't have to be meicha, right? And over here, v'hacha aser kishay yisoyishim is for Yisrael. So, what's Tesis asking? If you can't be nana, so you should have to be meicha. And as Tesis seems to be equating macha and iser. Right? That's his kasha. He says, how could it be that over there you don't have to be meicha, yet over here it says it's also to use this ner. So in other words, if it's also to use this ner, then you should have to be meicha. So there's why in the Mishnah before, you don't have to stop the guy from putting out the fire, if it's also to be nana from his malacha, you should have to protest, you should have to be meicha from putting out the fire. Says Taisvis, the Chi Aminen, Teretz is, the Chi Aminen, the Nachri Adaydin, the Nafshei Ka'ovid, when do we say that the Nachri is doing it for himself? Hani Mili Bikibui, that's when he's coming to put out a fire, like on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Uchi Yitzebe, similar types of Malacha. She'ein Yisrael Nehne B'maisa HaNachri. The Yisrael is not benefiting from the guy's work. Aval Hocho, but in the case of lighting an air, Shaguf Yisrael Nene B'maisa Shanachri, that the Jew is benefiting. The Guf Yisrael is benefiting. B'maisa Shanachri, Lo Yarmina Dadait in the Nafshe Kovid, Hoyel V'anachri Miskaven Lana Osoi, since the guy is really doing it for himself. Kach Pirish Abenu Shimshoin Hazokti. So Taisus seems to be saying a mouthful of words. For seemingly such a concept, he could have said very simply. But let's first try to understand what's Taisus' teretz. What's Taisus saying? And you have two cases. One case is he's putting out a fire, and in that case, I don't have to stop him. And one case, he's putting on a ner, he's lighting a candle, or he's lighting, putting on the lights, and in that case, Taisus assumes I have to stop him. Nana or Einenen. So what's the pshat? So I saw one pshat in the Sefer Orachama from Reb Zundel Kreiser Shlita from the Kreiser Talmidei Chacham of Yerushalayim. He's a mechutanim with Reb Yashiv, their grandchildren. So he wants to say a pshat like this. What Taisus mean is that when the Jew is using the malacha that the guy did, when he's being mishtamish with it, he put on a candle, I'm actually using it because I'm now going with my sefer and learning by the fire. In that case, when I'm involved in what he did, then we'll chayshish, I'm actually using the pula that he did, I'm actually using the malacha that was done, we'll chayshish that, like Taisa said, I may go tell him to do it next time as well. Ashenki, when he puts out the fire, there's nothing there that I'm being used. Imagine there was a fire in the room, right? And he put out the fire. So I'm using the room, I'm using my bed, right? I'm using the room. He said, but I'm not using the... There's nothing tangible over there that I'm using because he put it away. Because he put out the fire.
You're not going to... Next Shabbos have another fire. You're going to go through. I mean, the whole issue of doing it, you don't even come on to that.
Okay, let's change the example again. It's a good kasha, Barry. We'll change the example again. I have a light on in my room. It's hard to sleep with the light on. Okay, and I say to myself, oh, I left the light on in the room. And there's a guy standing there, he hears, and he starts walking over, and he's going to shut the light. Do I have to be moiche or not? Do I have to stop or not? Do I have to stop him from doing it? You tell me, because next week someone else will leave the light on, maybe. So there is a concern, I may do it next week. What Tosfos is saying, that in that case, you're not being nana. And why you're not being nana? In the case where he turns off the light as opposed to turns on the light. So the Aracham is suggesting that says when he puts on the light, I'm actually using what he did. So there's a connection between me and the malacha that was done. By saying when he turns off the light, I'm not using the dark. It's just the absence of light that allows me to then go to sleep. It's not something that I'm using. Yeah,
so fine line.
It's a fine line, and I'll tell you this another pshat in Tosfos. In other words, he's saying what nana means is mishtamish. Very good. Right. Nana means what I mean mishtamish. I'm using what he did, and ainay nana what Tosfos means is that I'm not using something.
Oh, you're not going to say he's nana from the choshech. Nana from the absence of light. He's not going to say.
That's what he's saying.
Maybe that's considered benefit, but since it's not something that I'm using, that's the difference. And it's when I'm actually using something that he did, okay, there's a concern, you know, I'm actually using, I'm getting involvement in it, I'm connected to it, there's a chash, I may tell him. My shayin is just something that he did benefits me, but I'm not actually using it.
But it's not completely fair, a comparison, because in the place of the fire, there's a sakana involved also, not just the...
That's more.
We're assuming there's no sakana. I'm outside my house and nobody is in the house and it's a freestanding house that's stone and maybe the whole house will burn down, but no one will get hurt.
How?
The Mishnah says you're not allowed to call a guy and tell him to put it out. Yeah.
How about using the darkness for the purpose of the Tashmish?
Again, very good. Yeah, so let's say the guy turns off the light in order to permit, let's say, Tashmish Amita would be also with the light on. But I'm not using the dark. It's the fact that this... Right? But again, it's not using the dark. The fact that it's dark now allows me to do certain things. I'll give you another example. Let's say all the lights in the house went off. A fuse blew, all the lights in the house went off. And the person happens to be sleeping at home that Shabbos by himself. Brought in the Paiskim, the person should not sleep alone in a house that's completely dark. Because of Mazikim, you have to have at least some light. Or if it's a room, you have to have the door open a little bit, some light could come in. So, here, the guy, I want the guy to put on the light. He knows this halacha about the Mazikim. So he wants to light a candle. He wants to put on a light in the room that's adjacent to the room I want to sleep in order for me to go to sleep. Now, am I using that light?
Not directly.
Says the Eish Lavram, the Bichacha, that I'm not using that light. The fact that the light is on, therefore facilitates that I'm now able to sleep in this room, but I'm not connected to using that light. That's similar to when he turns off the light, that the fact that is now the absence of light, I'm going to sleep. Here, the fact that there's light and there's the absence of mazikim, now I'm going to sleep, but I'm not actually using it. That's where it would work with that case. Okay? I think there's another way you can understand Tosfos Teretz, and then we'll say some nafkaminas between the two. You know, they seem like a very fine line in between what's called nana, what's called not nana. I think another way you could say it is that whenever you're talking about something that's being taken away, that's never considered hana. Hana in halacha is only considered when there's positive hana. He puts on heat, There's heat over here, now he has added heat to the room. He puts on a light, there's now light in the room, which I have positive benefit from. When he takes something away, that's never considered hana. For example, the famous halacha about mavriach hari, mitzecha veira, if someone chases away a lion from my field, I'm not obligated to pay him. Why? It's not considered I benefited from his work. Well, what are you talking about? You know what he had to do to chase away that lion? It's not considered a benefit. Why? Because all he did was he removed something from the area. He took something away that could have damaged. So too, when a guy puts the fire out of my house, that's not considered hana. What are you talking about? He just saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars between the house and all the furniture, everything. No. Halachically speaking, that's not hana. Why? Because he didn't do anything positive. He just removed something that could have been damaging, something that could have been negative. And even in the extreme case, the opposite extreme from putting out a fire, but just turning off the lights, I can go to sleep. So the svara would be, not because I'm not using the dark, but rather when he takes something away, he's not putting something positive, he's taking something away, that's not considered hana in halakhic terms. Let's give one nafkamina to clarify this, the difference between the two. Person, let's say, lives in Wynwood, and he decides, you know what, for Shabbos he's going to go to Balakinwood for Shabbos. So he turns off all the lights in his house and he goes to Balakinwood for Shabbos. He has a very nice non-Jewish neighbor. And the non-Jewish neighbor says, you know, I see they went away, and it's pretty clear they went away. They turned off all the lights. They said, this is just very inviting for thieves who want to come in. So the guy who is very friendly with this Jew has the combination to his house, has an extra key, goes into the house, and turns on a few lights in the main areas, in the living room, dining room, to look like people are there. Okay. Later that evening, this family who was in Balakinwood for Shabbos, they realized the accommodations that they were staying in Balakinwood were less than desirable, and they said, you know what, we're going back home to find it's okay. During the day we don't need, at night we don't need lights, in the day we'll have the sunlight, fine. They come, and it's still a few hours before they can go to sleep, and look at this, they have light. The lights are on. Why the lights on? They go to the neighbor, he says, oh yeah, I put it on because I just wanted it to look like people are there. Is it mutter for the Jew to benefit from those lights or not? We don't want to know halakha l'maisa, we want to know, is it dependent in the two ways that we want to learn Tosfos? Huh?
You might do it for yourself. The guy didn't do it for himself. He did it for the benefit of the Yid.
The guy did it for the Yid. However, however, like this. If you say the first reason, we said that when is it considered that it's also to use the guy's malacha when he did it for me? That's when I'm actually using something. Also, in this case, I'm actually using the light. That should be also. In this case, you can't see, even though he did it for a reason, not for me to use, just that it should be, the light should be on, but here I'm using it. Right? What about the other tzad? Right? The other tzad is that the malacha that he did was, right, was just to sort of to chase away robbers. Right? He just wanted to make it look like there are people in the house. So he didn't put on the light for me to use it. So maybe that's considered that the malacha that he did for me is not a malacha of tangible hana.
Sort of secretion.
How do you what?
His intention was to chase away robbers. It's also putting on lights that you consider
use. Right. Right, but in terms of the hana that I want to get, so I'm saying that in the second tzad, maybe you can say that you would be a heter to do that. Okay? I'll give another nafkamina. Another nafkamina. I have 4 lights on in my dining room, and they work on 2 different switches, and by mistake, somebody shuts off one of the lights. So now I have 2 on and 2 off. Right? The halacha is that when there's an additional light, additional light in the room, and someone's just adding light to the room, that's not considered hana. Halakhically speaking, it's not considered, even though I like it better, but because whatever I could have done, I could have learned, I could have eaten, I could have talked, I could do that with the two lights on. The extra two lights, it makes it better. But it's not considered hana because there's nothing that I'm doing now that I could not have done beforehand. So here we have the same Shaila, and this is our original Shaila, right? Well, we have to end with the Shaila. The Shaila does this. Hana, it cannot be considered Hana. Why? Because I could have done anything before and I could do it now. However, in terms of am I using what he did, I am using what he did. So maybe according to the first reason, it should be Aser. So these are two nafkaminas between these two tzadim. And we'll see, I think the Bi'ur Halacha learns one side, and we'll see that maybe La Halacha we can use the other side. Alright, we'll hold it over here.